The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. As you will recall, Dantro the Planet Man and Pat the Earth Girl were deep in the unexplored jungles of Mars, fleeing from Marston, ruler of the Red Planet. Back in his palace, Marston has just given the order to his representative on Planaria Rex to kidnap Pat's cousins, Billy and Jane, as hostages to make their uncle, Professor Darrow, help Marston conquer the Earth. As we see Dantro and Pat, they are now racing against time to reach safety and thwart Marston's foul plans.
In another few minutes, we should reach that group of ruins. Can you hold out, Pat?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be right behind you.
Good girl.
Dantro, wait. I think I saw something move ahead there on the left.
We better keep our voices low.
You don't mean it.
Yes, I do. Some of the mindless men, and I told you they hunted in packs. Oh. There must be more of them about, unless I miss my guess, they're all around us.
If we're surrounded, we can't even run.
That would be the worst thing we could do. Perhaps if we just go on and pretend not to see them, we can make the ruins before they close in. Stay close to me and try not to seem frightened.
Don't worry, you couldn't lose me now if you wanted to. Besides, there's something I don't understand.
What's that?
Well, if their minds have been destroyed, how can they know enough to hunt in packs to surround us? Why don't they just attack?
They'll attack soon enough, and when they do, they never stop.
Ooh, what's that sound? It's horrible.
It means they're closing in. There's nothing to do now but run for it. I think I can see the ruins up ahead. Hurry!
I'm running as fast as I can, but I can't last much longer.
Hang on. Look out, Pat. This hole!
No! That's our falling! No!
Guard, has the ship from Planaria Rex landed yet?
Yes, Marston. It landed a few minutes ago.
Have the two hostages brought here at once. Well, Fema, my ugly one, our plans proceed, huh?
The Earth children are here, Marston.
Hey, don't push her. That's my sister.
Quiet. You're in the presence of the ruler of Mars. Be respectful.
Who, him? Oh, then you're the one who's responsible for us being brought here. You better send us back to Planaria Rex or there's going to be trouble.
Shh, Billy. You shouldn't be so fresh.
Your little sister speaks well, Brat. Hold your tongue or you will regret it.
You don't scare me, and neither does that snake with wings on your shoulder. What do you want with us anyhow?
I am not in the habit of confiding my plans to children.
Billy, I'm not afraid. Don't get him angry.
Don't worry, Jane. He wouldn't dare hurt us. Dantro would make him sorry he was alive.
Guard, silence that brat.
You leave my brother alone, you big bully.
Unless you want the same treatment, hold your tongue. As for your precious Planet Man, neither you nor anyone else will ever see him or the Earth Girl again. They've gone into the jungles that surround this palace, and no one has ever come out alive.
Oh, Billy, did you hear that? He's saying that Dantro and Pat are dead. I don't believe it.
Guard, enough of this. These two brats annoy me with their stupidity. If this is a sample of the Earth's young, we're going to have to teach them obedience when we have conquered their planet. Take them away.
Shall I put them in the dungeons, Marston?
Dungeons for those two? Why waste the time? Just put them somewhere where I can't see or hear them. Children bother me. And guard, send my admirals in. I'd better see how my space armada is coming along. If I leave it up to their stupidity, something is certain to go wrong. They should have had a fleet assembled long ago.
Yes, Marston. Come along, you two.
Hey, let's go!
Billy, are you all right? Did he hurt you?
Well, I'm all right. That big dummy couldn't hurt me. If I wasn't worried about you, I'd have given him something to remember.
I'm glad you didn't. It wouldn't do any good, Billy.
Say, that clock sure ticks in a strange way. Maybe it needs some oil or something.
Never mind the clock. We'd better start thinking of Dantrow and Pat. Do you believe what Marston said?
Gee, I don't know what to think. Something must have happened to Dantrow and Pat. But maybe they're just waiting for the right time to strike.
I hear someone coming.
Kids, it's me, Slats. Are you okay?
What are you doing? Are we glad to see you?
Now, one at a time and keep your voices down. If I'm caught talking to you, it'll mean more trouble for all of us.
How did you get here?
That's a long story and there isn't time to tell it now. The important thing is to help you two escape somehow.
Where are we?
Well, this is an old chronometer room in the palace. It may give us the break we need. Now, if you were down in those dungeons, I'd never been able to work anything.
Do you think you can do it?
Not right away. I'll have to figure things out, but I'll manage somehow.
What about Pat and the Planet Man? Are they dead?
I hope not, Jane. There's a slim chance they may come through the jungle all right. I'd better get going now before somebody comes by here. You keep your chins up. I'll get you out.
Don't worry about us. We're not afraid of that ugly Marston or his pet. I've seen uglier things in comic books.
Good boy. So long now.
Slats seems to have found a way of getting around Marston's headquarters to help his friends. Can he get Billy and Jane out of the grasp of Marston? Is Slats stretching his luck? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Slats, he had just contacted Billy and Jane in the palace chronometer room where they were being kept as hostages by Marston. Slats has promised to get them out. We find Slats now trying to figure out a way of helping Billy and Jane. Listen.
I wish I was as sure of myself as I sounded, but I couldn't let the kids know the spot we're in. I can't wait for Dentro and Pat. They may never show up. If only I could get help from Planaria Rex. Say, why not? There must be a radio that reaches there because I know Marston talks to his representative there. If I can get to it for a few minutes, maybe I'll be able to reach Judge Augustus. He'll know what to do. I'll try now. Where would it be? Near the throne room, I'm sure. Somewhere along here, there's... No, not this door. That's the council chamber. Maybe it's this one here. I'll try. That's it. I knew it is here somewhere. Now, if I can only have a few minutes. Yeah.
I'm tired of excuses. That's all I hear. I'll give you just 24 hours to assemble the fleet and be ready to blast off for Earth. By then, Professor Darrow should be here with us, and we'll be certain of victory. Now get out, all of you. And remember, if any of you fail me, it will be your last mistake. Go. Come, Fema. We'll go and contact my representative on Planaria Rex. Perhaps he has some word from Professor Darrow.
Oh, I can't find a mic switch. Someone's liable to come in here any minute. Oh, here it is now. Hello? Hello, Planaria Rex. Calling Judge Augustus on Planaria Rex. Can you read me? Come in, Planaria Rex.
Hello. This is Planaria Rex. Who are you?
What goes up? What? You. Guards! Guards in here, quickly! Seize him, put him away. We'll deal with him later.
Oh, damn you!
Pat! Pat, where are you?
Oh.
Pat, can you hear me?
Dantrow, where are we? What's happened? Did the mindless men get us?
I don't know. seem to have fallen into some sort of cave. At any rate, we're safe here from the mindless men. If they could get to us, they'd have had us by now.
Do you have a light or something?
I have some energy capsules for my flare gun. They took the gun when we were captured, but they overlooked the capsules. Now, if I can find something to hold them with, I can use one as a torch. It'll burn for hours.
Here's an old piece of metal of some kind.
There, that's better.
Dantra, look. It's not a cave, it's a tunnel. See, you can see the carvings on the wall.
Well, it must be a part of those ruins. But I don't understand it. You must still be a mile or so away from the clearing.
Seems to go back the way we came.
I wonder... No, it couldn't be.
What are you thinking?
I was wondering if this could be a connection between these ruins and Marston's palace. I thought some of the foundation stones looked older than his palace.
Do you really think it's possible?
We're going to find out. Come on, we can't do ourselves or anyone else any good out here in the middle of the jungle. At least if we can get back inside the palace, we may be able to stop that maniac somehow.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Marston is determined to proceed with his plans for the conquest of Earth, even at the expense of Billy, Jane, and Slats. Can Marston persuade Professor Darrow to join his forces on Mars? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message that Dantra the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.